Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you, so listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Scott Jagow was in from the KMOX newsroom.
Is he ever?
The hell's going on with that jacket, Scott?
Dude, it is wintertime, and I am tired of all the drab colors that people wear. So
it's not drab.
It's not drab.
You're not drab.
No, I am not drab.
If you're watching us on YouTube or Twitter or Facebook, you can see this blazer.
It is beautiful.
That Scott Jagow was wearing. Every color on the spectrum.
It's a silky. You know what it is? It is a psychedelic fever dream. It is what I would imagine that really strong mushrooms
would
image that would appear in your mind if you took like really strong psychedelic mushrooms.
It's like if you looked at Craig Sager in a suit, but you're high on something.
Okay.
That's what it looks like.
Well, let me tell you about it. It's actually known as the Jimi Hendrix. And
what?
I acquired this from a very fine establishment that's been in St. Louis for well over a century.
Johnny Brock's.
Stallone. No. Don't make fun of this.
This is a beautiful jacket. It's a nice jacket.
It is a gorgeous jacket.
Sorry.
I got it from Stallone's Formal Wear.
Really?
Which has several locations in the St. Louis area. It's been around since 1899. Phil Stallone, his grandfather, founded it. Phil is in his 70s now and is a huge fan of KMOX.
That's awesome.
Once upon a time, helped Jack Buck with his formal wear.
Oh.
And he's got lots of great Jack Buck stories.
Wow.
And while I wear this for the next several years, I will have my own stories about wearing it. I have one already. I wore it for New Year's Eve.
Uh-huh.
And everybody else was in black and white and sequins, which is New Year's Eve, fine. But
I
was the color of the party. Yeah.
Literally.
And everybody wanted to talk to you.
They did. And they wanted to know where I got my jacket. And
I do like that jacket quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
It's silky.
Yeah, and the material is great.
Yes. Okay. Is Stallone's your roaming St. Louis or soon to be? Because if he's got great Jack Buck stories,
we
got to get this guy on air.
I have thought about it and probably will have him on for roaming St. Louis. But I just met him, so I was kind of waiting to, feel him out about stories. And yes, we talked about Jack Buck a lot.
When did you buy this? This year?
Yeah, for New Year's Eve.
This was for New Year's Eve. So this is not something you bring out every New Year's. Wow.
No.
Do they tailor it and everything? Do they?
Oh, yeah.
Did you get a good deal?
Fits me. I did. I got a really good deal.
Okay.
And it is tailored for me. And they have all kinds of traditional things, but this is in their lobby and it kind of stands out. And I was like, I want that. I want that.
So where are the locations of Stallone's?
Well, the one that I went to is Maryland Heights, but they have several other ones.
Okay. I need to check it out. I love that jacket. I'm not going to get one of those. I can't because you have it.
Right.
Well,
now
you can't. I want to copy that.
You can't steal a thunder.
But it's the impetus for me wearing this today is that I am thinking about my three good things segment for Sunday. And I want to do something on color in the winter.
Oh.
Especially this is the perfect day to talk about it because everything is white.
Very monochrome.
Great contrast. Your jacket would have terrific contrast.
This would be a great day for you to get lost in the snow because people could find you. You should go stand by stranded people so that their family members and rescue crews can find them.
Instead of flares, it's just me.
You are the flare.
I am the
F-L-A-I-R.
You don't need a pocket square with that. You even lose the pocket square.
Actually, you should say that when the 911 crew shows up. I'm so sorry. When you said flare, I totally misunderstood.
There's also a bow tie that goes with it, too.
Oh, does it look exactly the same? Same material?
It is. And my date for New Year's Eve actually wore the bow tie. Now, that's cool.
Oh.
That is very cool.
Anyway, I'm thinking about color in the winter, and there was a photo recently that I saw online that one of the Cardinals photographers took from his backyard, and it was a yellow cardinal, a rare
that was a few days ago, in the snow,
which was like a pop of color, and then one of my friends was saying that she has seen quite a few white birds of prey around, you know, hawking around recently because they can spot the, you know, they can hide.
Yeah.
In the white. So the last week or so, the white birds of prey are all over the place looking for.
This is their time to shine.
This is their time.
Yeah.
This is their time.
To not shine.
Or to not shine. Yeah.
Yeah, this is their time to go unnoticed.
And
they don't.
Well.
They don't need to hide to see me. So I'm just going to be going down, walking down the street in here in downtown St. Louis and see what kind of reaction I get.
You're going to get a reaction. especially in downtown St. Louis, you'll have such an eclectic group of people responding to you, whether it is city officials, police officers, people going to work, some of the homeless people who tend to hang out at some of the parks near us. You could really get yourself into some trouble.
Well, and you should try.
I should try.
Yeah.
Video it and report back.
I don't think they can't arrest somebody wearing that.
No.
I would hope not.
I feel like you're going to run into Joe Edwards, and it's going to be one of those finger-pointing Spider-Man memes.
Does he dress like that?
I think he wears a lot of Hawaiian
shirts.
Oh,
yeah. Joe Edwards?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He has that kind of flair.
Yeah.
Color pop, too.
I've never seen Joe Edwards in the wild. Never
really?
Seen him out in the Del Mar area.
Yeah.
Just hang around Del Mar long enough, you'll see him.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Blueberry Hill.
Yeah.
The Moonrise Hotel.
You look like you could be a window display for Blueberry Hill.
Maybe I will be.
I think you should. It's kind of a cool idea. Go stand there.
They just make him stand there all day.
Oh, I love it, Scott. I love that you wore it on New Year's.
Yeah, I surprised you, didn't I?
Did you
didn't
have any...
show it off before I came in here.
Did you have anybody, like, maybe not know you were with a lady friend, assuming your friend... Was it a lady friend who wore the bow tie?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, no, I didn't know if you said a friend or a date. I forgot. So a lady friend. What if they didn't know you were with a lady friend? Did anybody, like, walk up to you and go, hey there?
Not that
you
I
know,
can
a
recall.
Lady friend can just be a friend.
Well, that's
it
true,
doesn't have to
but
be
they're
a
matching.
Date, Amy.
If you're
yeah,
matching,
we were matching,
it looks a bit like a couple. In Korea, couples match. Isn't that interesting? Young couples.
Is
that a thing? Are you sure that's a widespread thing, or are you just throwing that out there?
No. A couple of my good friends spent a few weeks in Korea this last fall, but they said it's a really big thing for young couples to wear matching outfits. So they, too, they're funny. I mean, they're both late 40s, early 50s. So they, too, brought matching outfits and wore them. And you could, like, they
that
would take little pictures of couples in the wild where it's a very big thing to match. Young couples.
You got to chat with Stumac this weekend?
I do. I think we're going back to travel. We did an interview about places around the world that we'd like to go or we've been, and we have a part two of that. Also, roaming St. Louis, I went to Sophie's Artist Lounge, which is over in the Grand Center Arts District. It's part of the Kranzberg Arts Foundation.
Okay.
Cool spot, man. They have this new exhibit called Backdrops, and they have all these backdrops, and you can go take selfies or have professional photos taken in front of these cool backdrops. And they kind of harken back to the 80s, you know, when you did your portrait at school.
Yes.
And they're also known for their incredible DJ performances. Mm-hmm. So that's what I did for Roaming St. Louis. And you'll learn all about that on Sunday morning. And, you know, don't forget to check out Stallone's formal wear because this is where I got it.
Can we take a picture? Like, I'll stand with you and give the old thumbs up, and we can post it on the Chris and Amy Show socials.
People need to see it.
So they know, A, what they're missing, and B, not to miss Sunday morning with Scott Jagout, which would be Chat with Stu Mac, Roaming St. Louis, and Three Good Things.
All this Sunday morning.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Scott.
Thank you, guys.
Scott Jagout from the KMOX Newsroom.